From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The special counsel probing Russian meddling of the 2016 presidential election announced charges against a Russian social media troll company, 12 of its employees, and its financial backer in the first indictment brought against Russians allegedly involved in the effort. The indictment alleges that the Internet Research Agency, a St. Petersburg-based company with ties to the Kremlin, orchestrated an audacious campaign to influence the 2016 presidential election in favor of U.S. President Donald Trump. None are in custody, but the indictment does charge all of the defendants with one count of conspiracy to defraud the United States, three defendants with conspiracy to commit wire and bank fraud, and five individuals with aggravated identity theft. Following criticism of his handling of sex abuse scandals, Pope Francis has reactivated his sexual abuse advisory panel by restructuring its membership. The Vatican announced Saturday that Francis reconfirmed Cardinal Sean O'Malley of the northeastern U.S. city of Boston as head of the panel, the reconfirmation of seven members and the appointment of nine new ones. The Commerce Department continues to urge U.S. President Donald Trump to impose tariffs or quotas on aluminum and steel imports from China and other countries. Unveiling the recommendations Friday, Secretary Wilbur Ross said in the case of both industries, the imports threaten to impair the national security. Ross mentioned as an example that only one U.S. company produces a high-quality aluminum alloy needed for military aircraft. The measures are intended to raise U.S. production and aluminum steel to 80% of industrial capacity. This is VOA News.